All right, turn over to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. I knew I was going to get there eventually, but I wasn't sure if that's where I started. All right. Praise the Lord. God began at the beginning. Of course, God Himself is eternal. God Himself has always been. God Himself, who made God? Well, get ready for your mind to be blown. Nobody made God. He's always been. In fact, always is kind of a funny word because there was no measurement of time in any way before God created time when He created the world. Amen? So this is new. This is a new thing. Time is a new thing. Dave, I got a little ring up here somewhere or another. Time is a new thing, relatively new thing. One thing about time is it has a beginning and it has an end. Oh my. It has a beginning and an end because God did not create time to last. This is just it's just a window. Time is just a window of space, like this building. Well, you enter this building at that door and you get out of this building at that door over there. You're walking through it, but there's an end to the building. Now there's bigger buildings. You have a building like the AT&T Stadium. Take you a little longer to walk through that building. Take a little longer to walk through that building end to end, you know. If you walk from goalpost to goalpost, it's probably different than if you walk sideline to sideline. There are different windows of time, but time is a window that has a beginning and an end. Eternity has no end. Eternity has no end. Eternity has no beginning. Eternity is where God lives. God lives in eternity. There's no beginning and no ending. And that's how you were designed. Even though you were created in a moment, you were designed to live on out eternally. Amen? You've always been in the heart of God. You've always been in the heart of God. He created you, and you have been manufactured by Him, put together by Him, and created by Him for an eternal relationship. Amen? I mean, this is bigger than we think of. You know, this is almost like Stephen Hawking and quantum mechanics and quantum physics. Is what's bigger than what we know? What's bigger than what we see? There is an example of that is creation itself. An example of that is DNA. Well, before we used to bleed people hoping that they'd get better. And that was as recently as, the 1800s. We had a president named, what was his name? Garfield, James Garfield. And he got very sick and the doctors began to bleed him because they thought, well, let the bad blood out. And at that time, they didn't even know anything about germs or anything about bacteria. So it didn't matter if what you cleaned them up with was dirty, clean, or you'd used it 10 times. This is just as recently as 150 years ago. And that nobody knew about that type of microorganisms. And now we're into DNA to where we know microorganisms. Is that how small things can become. And if you look at outer space as a contrast, how big is space? How big is the universe that God created? We're getting signals back from satellites we've sent out, and this is things we've done just from here. We've sent out satellites, and we're getting signals back from trillions of miles out in space, and those things are still going. They're just still going, and they'll continue to go. So those things, so as big as space is, how small is it? How small is it? As big as space is as small as space can be. Because we get smaller and smaller and smaller in our ability to take a look at creation. Okay? In other words, you look at DNA. How small is DNA? How small are the chromosomes? How do we figure? All of a sudden, we have figured out how the cells are made that make up our bodies. This is all God's creation, and we get to discover it. It's not something that just it was an accident. God created it so you could learn it. God created it so you could see it. As the DNA and the and the process of your body is as discovery worthy as the furthest galaxy and the furthest star. Amen? We haven't even fathomed the depths of the deepest oceans yet. We haven't even gotten down. I mean, you'd think we would get down there and get down to the deepest ocean, but we haven't. This is the creation of God. And, you know, we're just kind of busy working, so we don't really have a lot of time to sort through all that. Amen? Busy working, feeding the kids and feeding the grandkids and, you know, yeah, all you got is 24 hours in the day, for goodness sake, and you get tired, and then you go to sleep, and then you get up and do it all over again. But how powerful it is to meditate upon these things once in a while. And you've got people who are looking into these things. Yeah, it's just like the angels want to look into salvation. You ever read that? It's that the angels, they want to look into this thing. What in the world? How did God do that? Yeah, they're off working, you know, doing angel stuff, you know, just doing what they're, you know, they're there to do for us as, you know, be as ministers of those who should be heirs of salvation. They're doing for us whether we know it or whether we don't. God has them working for us. God has them ministering for us and to us and through us. And yet daily we have this 24-hour day and our bodies get. We can't even stay awake for a sermon, you know. I mean, I'm not commenting on anybody. Isn't it funny how I end up walking back here to y'all? Isn't that funny? People are nervous up front, apparently. So we got to walk back here and see. Things have never changed, have they? Have they, Jerry? They haven't changed. Things haven't changed. They're the same as when he was a kid. God's doing great things, and he's doing them in you, and you have to every day understand and think about it and meditate upon these things, how God is. Your life is changed dramatically because you are in Christ Jesus. Your life has changed dramatically because you are in him who is from the beginning. You are no longer just born of flesh and blood, but you are born of the Spirit, and you meditate upon these things. So I just want you to take 2 seconds to meditate. Oh, I gave you 4. Amen? Stop! Just stop for a minute. And just meditate on the fact that God has given you and manifested in you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen? This is not about so many places. It's about what you can do for somebody else or what you can do for God. You know, if you don't know that God likes you and he's happy with you, then you're just bound up by everything you think you need to do. Amen? See, God will work in and through you, but quit meditating on how much you need to do for God. Amen? Say, God, just work through me. Show me up where I need to be. Uber me over there. I just hop in the car and I don't get to tell Uber where I'm going. I just let him take me over there. Amen? He's just going to put me where he wants me. Amen? Amen. Gives new meaning to the word Uber. Over the top. Uber. Over. You know, in German, Uber is over. Over like. Over the top. Amen? You know. So, praise God. That's who you are. Let's look at the scripture. John chapter 1. I just kind of wanted to broaden your horizons a little bit this morning by talking to you about the creation and about the broadness of the creation. Amen? Let's look at John chapter 1. In the beginning, you know what that says up here in Hebrew? Bereshit. Read from right to left, you could probably make it out better than if you read from left to right. Read from right to left. Bereshit. In the beginning. In the beginning. Wow, I never knew what that said. It's in the beginning, the ultimate very beginning. No beginning before that. It's not like a reboot. Some folks have the idea, have looked at the scripture and said, okay, we had a bunch of had another creation, a bunch of other people, and now they're all demons, and they're the demons as the bad people. And so this is kind of, this creation we've got is a reboot. No, this is the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There was no beginning before this, all right? And there's no gap in between. Well, then God destroyed it and started over again. Oops, made a boo-boo. You know, oops, the first one didn't work out. No, this is the one that he started with. You know, this isn't the second marriage. Amen? It's the first one he started out with. This is it. In the beginning was the Word. I bet y'all know who that was before I even get very far. Y'all been under teaching for too long. Who's the Word? Jesus. Y'all read verse 14 already. That's what happened. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So there's two things about this verse. Is in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, he was in the beginning. What else do we know? He was with God. And then next line, he was God. So in the beginning, the Word was, he was with God, and he was God. Didn't say he is God, he was God. That is, he is God himself, but he's not God by himself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because if he's with God, if he's with God, he's got to be with somebody else. You can't be with yourself. Amen? I'm with, you know, myself. Now, it's no sense. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So not only was he with someone, he was with, the Word was with God. But he was himself God in addition. The same was in the beginning with God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. That should be easy to get to. Okay, so we started out with that first verse. Well, let's get over here to Genesis chapter 1 and look at what he's talking about. Because he's referring to in the beginning. So Genesis is in the beginning, right? The Genesis is the beginning. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning, God, who is himself and Jesus and the Word, who will come to more better define here in a little bit based on John 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So, God created. In the beginning, God created. So, in the beginning, he was, and in the beginning, he created. So, the beginning also indicates the beginning of what? Remember what we said about time? Time had a beginning. Time began. Time started. Time had a kicking off point. You know, because eternity was going along. Eternity is the vast ocean. But it's even vaster. It's eternity is space. So forget the ocean analogy. Go to the space analogy. Is that there is no end to it. There's no end to it. There's no top, no bottom, no left, no right, no front, no back. Three-dimensionally, creation or time, eternity is eternal. No distance or unfathomable distance, unfathomable length, width, breadth. So again, so just meditate on these things. I mean, don't spend it. Some people get weird. Okay? But I just want you to know that you can't know it. As much meditation as I want you to have on that is the fact that it can't be known. The breadth, the height, the length cannot be known. It can't be fathomed by you. Amen? And God created it, God had it, and he wants to show it all to you, by the way. We're going to be learning about these things for eternity, because we'll have plenty of time. Amen? We'll have plenty of... Isn't that funny? I said plenty of time. There won't be any time. there won't be any time. Well, no need for a clock. You won't be late. You won't be early. This is the kind of thing I'm saying is that, you know, and the reason we're doing this is not so you can have a big mind full of big, you know, wild questions, but so that you can be confident and relaxed with the fact that, you know, there's nothing that there is for you to worry about. And the fact that you are already there. The next thing I want you to know is you're already there. Anybody in Christ Jesus? Amen. You're already there. Well, I'm waiting for heaven. No. Granted, your body is not there yet, but it's getting there. Everybody can say amen. And the closer you get to it, the more you know it. Amen? Is it? Yeah, we're getting closer. This body is getting worn out. The Bible talks about it. The body is what? Passing away. So your body is passing away. Amen? But, listen, is that's okay. You're not going to need it. You're going to get another one. I mean, and that one is going to last you forever. Because it's not going to be burdened by sin. See, the reason that your bodies are falling apart is because of sin. Not just sin you perform, but just sin. Sin in the world. The whole world is burdened by it. In fact, the whole creation is going, Lord, come on. You know, the whole creation groans for the redemption of the sons of God. Say, God, I wish this thing would be over. So, you know, I mean, even the trees are going, God, would you get these people out of here? You know, would you straighten it? Would you get this man? The animals are like, ay, ay, ay. Get these people out of here. Because they sin. See, animals don't sin. Trees don't sin. Who's the only ones that sin? Us. Me. Amen. All right, now. So, in the beginning was the Word, back in John. So, and when we read John in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, now. Okay, let's get back to John. I want to continue there. We're going to kind of go back and forth between the two. The same was in the beginning. Verse 2 says, the same, that is the Word, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So, let's do that again. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Said it again. And all things were made by Him. Well, I thought all things were made by God. Now we have all things are made by the Word. Well, there's a way that works. All things were made by Him, and without Him, don't leave Him out. Don't go back to Genesis and just be thinking that it was just God the Father by Himself. It was not. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In the Word was life, and in Him was the light of men. Remember that. Back to Genesis. You still get your finger in there, don't you? Back to Genesis. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. What was on the face of the deep? Okay. Got to make a little note to self. Darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit moved upon the face of the water. So we have God the Father, and now we have who? The Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. And God, what? Read that. And God, next verse, next word, said. And God said, who is that? The Word. And God said, let there be light. Now who did that part? the Word. So we have God the Father, we have God the Spirit, and now we have God the Son. We have God the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made without the Word. And God said, what did He say? Let there be light. And what happened? Read the next phrase. Go ahead. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the dark. How powerful is that? At the very beginning, what did God do? Divided the light from the darkness. The darkness did not go. There was light, but God divided the light from the darkness. And He gave it a name. He said the darkness called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Let's get back to John chapter 1. So, in the beginning, God and the Spirit and the Word created the heavens and the earth. And the first thing He did was called out the light. And the same was in verse 2 of chapter 1 of John, or verse 3, sorry. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. So remember this, that Jesus, who is not Jesus yet, but He's the Son, pre-incarnate, that is before He was given a body, because over in Psalms you remember that He had, the Lord had prophesied, said, you have prepared a body for Me. See, Jesus knew He'd been, from the foundation of the world, we knew that there had been a body prepared for Him. Amen? And so He's prepared a body for Jesus. But in the meantime, He was with the Father creating the heavens and the earth. He is from the beginning. The Son is from the beginning. So in other words, we don't have just a good teacher who showed up one day upon who was a man from God. Now, we do have a man from God. We'll read about him. Anybody know what his name was? John. His name was John. All right, but I want you to look at verse 4 here in John chapter 1, verse 4. In Him, the Word, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. How many remember when God, over here in Genesis chapter 2, or 1 and 2, is He created man? And let's look at chapter 2 in Genesis. Because I had not included this in my first draft here. Because what He did was He made man and He breathed in him the breath of life. Remember? He breathed in him, He breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. In Jesus was life, in the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light, light is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So it gives life. So that light gives life to every man that comes in, every person that comes into the world is given life by God. Amen? Now sin takes life from you, but Jesus gives life to you. So once you have believed on the only begotten Son of God, then you become alive. Amen? You were dead, but now you're alive. So God began with life. When sin came in, as the epistles talk about, Romans talks about, sin revived and I died. Sin revived and I died. But when Christ came in, Jesus came in, and I believed on Him, I became born again. Born from above. Let's read, continue to read here in John chapter 1. Because moving between these two chapters, I realize it's a little, I may be muddling it up for you. I apologize for that. All right. Let's look here at verse 4 of chapter 1 of John. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. In the darkness. Remember that? Remember the darkness that God divided from the light in Genesis chapter 1? It says here, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So figure when Jesus came on the scene, which is what we're about to talk about. There was a man sent from God, verse 6, whose name was John. Now he was a man. He was not Jesus. He was not the Word. He was not the Son of God incarnate. He was a man. There was a man sent from John, from God, whose name was John. That man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Well, we remember who the light was. The Word created the light. You remember that? Let there be, first thing was said, let there be light. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him, through John's testimony, might believe. He was not that light. Some of you may have had that last hymn in verse 7, might have been capitalized. I don't believe that's correct. I believe that hymn was referring to John. All right, just FYI. That all men through John might believe his testimony of Jesus, his witness. He, John, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. You read in Malachi chapter 3. I'm sending my messenger. That was 400 years ahead of this. Back in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger. All right? You can go back and read that one, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Now, back here in John, verse 8. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In other words, every man that comes into the world has life in him. That life came from God. You remember Adam? Where did that life come from? The life came from God. The life came into every man by the breath of God. Every person is made alive in their physical body and soul by God Himself. It's not just, you know, magic or something. It's not just nature. If there is no God, there is no life. God created the life that is on the inside of you, whether you're a believer, a Christian, or a Muslim, or a Buddhist, or a Shinto, or a, you know, Jew, whoever you are, a non-believer of any kind. God created the breath that's on the inside of you. You know, if you can look at Acts chapter 20, and you can see how in Acts chapter 20, we have a group of people who are very superstitious. Everything's a god of some kind. So you don't make anybody mad. That's the one reason, you know, they had gods all the time, so you didn't make anybody mad, so something didn't go wrong, you know, and and you hadn't made some god mad. It's like having government today. You know, no matter what you do, you make somebody, you break some law and make somebody mad. You know, so you're busy trying to feed that beast. See, they want to feed all these gods everywhere they are. Now the god is government. You know, now the god is your enemy who is trying to keep you from being able to just live normally, get up and work, get up and breathe. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I'm getting off into something. So here, Paul is talking to them about the unknown God. Well, everybody knows about the unknown law, the one you broke and you didn't even know it, right? The one what I do now? And so they had an unknown God. And God said, and Paul began to talk to them about the God who made heaven and earth, who doesn't need a temple, who doesn't need anybody's help or anybody's gifts. He, in fact, is desired to love you and desired to care for you. The God of heaven who put breath in every man. That's the God that I'm preaching to you. And that's the God who wants to know you. And that's the God who revealed himself in a man called Jesus. See, that's how he came into it. You ever wondered how the gospel began to be preached to people like you and me who didn't have a law that we cared anything about? I mean, the Jews were already under a law. They were under God's thumb. But what about regular people who don't have it? Well, those Jews, they're always under some law. Man, I'm glad I'm not under that. But they knew they were under the law of some government. They knew they were under the law of some dictator and they couldn't get free. See, everybody was under some kind of law, some kind of pressure to do something. But he said, God, the creator of heaven, came to reveal himself through Christ Jesus to love you, to bless you, to bring life to you. And that's so you didn't have a law, but you could have the creator of the universe coming to love you, coming to bless you, coming to care for you. Amen? That's so powerful. You don't need a law to do that. You just need the knowledge of the truth. That there is a heaven and a creation that was made that is lives in eternity. You live in time, and God is opening the door for you to depart this existence and live with him in eternity. This is a temporary existence. I mean, just ask the climate control people. Or whatever they are. You know. I mean, this thing is over. I mean, things are in trouble. All right? So the same came for a witness to bear witness to the truth of the light, that all men through him, through John, might believe on Jesus. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. We're in John chapter 1, verse 9. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world, gives you breath. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Now watch this. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Remember the world. What's the next verse? He came unto his own. Who's that? That's different than the world. That's different than the Gentiles. That's his own. That's the Jews. He came to the Jews. And so he came to the world. The world knew him not. He came to the Jews, and his own received him not. Well, this guy was not welcome. But as many as did receive him. Well, that was the disciples. That was a few who were looking for him. But as many as received him, gave he the power to become the sons of God. Amen. That's you and me. I hope so. I hope it's you. In the beginning, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that, what? Believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but these were those who were born of God. So it's not about being born into this world. It's not about being born of the will of the flesh by mom and dad, or the will of man, but it's by the will of God. Is that you were born. And the Word, now watch this, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. All right? Now, to them that believed were born of the will of God. All right? We beheld his glory, and the glory was as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. Now, I want you to look over at 1 John. We have beheld him. 1 John chapter 1. I want you to read that first verse with me. That which was from 1 John. Go to Revelation and back up three books. Three little books. Jude, 3 John, 2 John, 1 John. Okay, 1 John. If you're into Peter, you've gone too far. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, all of that, the Word of life. Who's that? The Word of life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Who's that? The Word. When was he from? The beginning. So here John, same John who, not John the Baptist, same John that wrote the Gospel of John, the Apostle John, Peter, James, and John, the guy that got boiled in oil and got out and went off and shook himself off, and the guy that got exiled to Patmos when he was 90 years old. That which was from the beginning, who was from the beginning? He was from the beginning. You remember the one who made heaven and earth? Which we have heard. My goodness, how did we hear him? He was here. Which we have seen with our eyes. How did we see him? He was here. Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled. We even touched him. Verse 2, for the life was manifested. He showed up. And we have seen it and bear witness and show to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. He began with the Father and he's manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, verse 3 of chapter 1, 1 John. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you may also have fellowship with us. Read John 17, the prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples. That you may also have fellowship with us. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which you have heard of Him and declare to you. We have heard of Him and we declare to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and don't do the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Just make more and more out of this. But what I want you to get today is that Jesus Himself is not just Jesus to us, but He is from the beginning. He is God Himself. And the reason He came and revealed Himself to us is so that we could be released from the power of sin and released from the sin of that is an impediment to these bodies and give us a new body and a new life forever. And we're here remaining to tell somebody else. Amen? But to know that the creation is bigger than just you being born and looking for heaven. But to know the massive presence of God. And to meditate upon that and to think about it, to know it. To know how much the God of heaven who created heaven and earth and breathed into you the breath of life, the life was the light of man. The reason that Jesus was born of a virgin and came to this world is to deliver you and to bring you into the presence of God. And so why we're here is to declare to that to somebody else, to witness. John was a witness of Jesus, and we are the same witness of Jesus. But it's not under a burden, okay? It's because of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen? This joy he's talking about right here. Let's finish with this. And these things we write unto you. He's talking about the beginning. He's talking about Jesus in the beginning. He says, these things we write unto you. This is why I'm talking to you about it, okay? If you want the reason for the message this morning, it's verse 4 in 1 John chapter 1. The reason we write unto you these things is that your joy may be full. Because you have a full understanding and recognition. Not full. You have a somewhat understanding and recognition of the enormity of the creation. Remember we talked about how big it is and then how small it is. And we haven't yet fathomed the depths of the DNA. I mean, there will be diseases that will be cured from the womb if Jesus tarries. Because these are things that God created. Not for us to be bigger than God, but just to discover what He did. Discover how these little bitty tiny things. I mean, Cooper is over teaching the guys here, the kids. He works with this robot thing that does surgery. See my fat fingers? Imagine a surgeon. My son was 2, and he had a little bitty heart about that big. And when he was 2, 33 years ago, they cut him open and got into his heart and started operating. And the guy probably had fatter fingers than me. And this robot has got fingers that are so tiny. And he puts on, I think this is how it works, he puts on these little gloves. And he can, it's like having a little, it's tools. It's like having a little tool that you could just, you know, a little micro something. And with the little glasses that go in like this. And you can see and work so intricately and so tiny without even having to cut the guy wide open. You just go in through two little holes in a little tube, and it goes, the little finger thing goes down in there, and then opens up, then kind of goes like that, opens up the fingers, you know, and then they work on it. That's 30 years ago. That's 30 years difference. This is what God is revealing to you and me from day to day to day to day, His creation. Amen? It's His creation. It's not like we're invading His space. He likes that. But He wants you to give Him glory. Why does He want you to give Him glory? Because He needs glory and He's kind of got a big ego? No. When you give Him glory, that blesses you. Amen. When you give Him glory, the reason He wants you to give Him glory is so that you are encouraged and blessed and built up. God's not standing back there and saying, okay, give me glory, go ahead. Yeah, yep, I deserve it. Not at all. It's that He loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot even comprehend with your brain. And so when you discover the things that He has for you to discover, He is so excited. It's like when your little kids and grandkids discover, I'm looking around at most of you, now it's grandkids, is when they discover new things, you're just like, whoa, man, praise God, look at that. That you're just so excited that they're excited. Amen? That's what this is. Is this whole world, this whole creation is about God wanting to share His enormity and His love with us. Amen? For eternity. Amen. Father, we thank You today. Thank You for the creation. Thank You for Jesus being our Creator. He's not just our Savior. He's in fact our Creator. He breathed into us the breath of life from the foundation of the world. The Word, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Father, we magnify You and exalt You. We thank You for the power of God residing on the inside of us to give love and to give life and to minister the love of Jesus to every man and woman and child in the earth. Father, teach us how to love in such a way that is drawing to somebody so that they know that they're under no pressure and that only God is the one who loves them and desires to minister and to encourage and bless them and give them life everlasting starting today. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And thank you that we, knowing these things from the outset, that from the beginning of creation up until now, that, Father, we have all things that are ours through Christ Jesus. And we give you praise. Thank you for teaching us just a little bit. And we give you the glory and thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen.